Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Siblings Without Rivalry, How to Help Your Children Live Together So You Can Live Too. Suppose you have two or more children at home. In that case, you may be familiar with the following scenarios between your kids. Arguing over trivial matters, always thinking you favor one despite treating them equally, or the older brother helping outsiders bully the younger brother. These types of drama often play out among siblings. But are siblings natural adversaries with inevitable conflicts? What can parents do to ease their children's tension and avoid making the conflict worse? What can be done to decrease hostility and eliminate rivalry between children? The book Siblings Without Rivalry, How to Help Your Children Live Together So You Can Live Too answers these questions. It challenges conventional wisdom by claiming that sibling conflicts are not inevitable. Parents can escalate sibling rivalry or they can de-escalate and even eliminate it. Parents can allow children's hostile feelings to build up and explode, or they can help kids to release those feelings safely. Parents can worsen conflict between children or they can make cooperation possible. Following publication, this book reached number one on the New York Times Book Review's bestseller list and has remained on the list for many years since. Using detailed examples and rational analysis, the book analyzes the root causes of children's endless fights. With fun cartoon illustrations, it also provides parents with many methods and techniques to help their children live in harmony. The book addresses the most stubborn conflicts parents face and is so user-friendly that you can apply what you learn immediately. This book was written by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. They are both world-renowned experts on parent-child communication, authors of the best-selling parenting book series in the United States, and former faculty members of the New School for Social Research in New York and the Family Life Institute of Long Island University. Each author is also the mother of three children. The book is based on the lengthy research they conducted with parents at their former schools and institutes. Tens of millions of parents worldwide have also verified how effective these methods are. In this bookie, we will unlock the book in three parts. Part 1, How to Properly Understand Sibling Relationships. Part 2, How to Prevent Children from Quarreling. Part 3, How to Resolve Conflicts Between Children. It has been said that the only thing harder than raising a child is raising more than one child. Lori Kramer, professor of applied family studies at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, states that siblings between the ages of 2 to 4 years old will have more than one clash every 10 minutes. Siblings aged 3 to 7 years old will have an average of 3.5 clashes per hour. Children are particularly worried about their parents having kids other than themselves. Psychoanalyst Donald Woods Winnicott claims that when a baby looks in his mother's eyes, he sees his reflection. Arguably, a child's sense of presence and recognition relies on the gaze of their mothers. Parents need to pay attention to multiple children's emotions simultaneously with more than one child in the family, which is a new challenge for them. If the parents are biased, frequently compare their children or treat their emotions with indifference, they may impact their children's psychology. There is no doubt that parents have a profound influence on their children. We can by no means ignore siblings' influence on each other's development either. The authors write that our relationships with our siblings can have a powerful impact on our early lives and produce intense feelings, positive or negative. These same feelings can persist into the adult relationships with our siblings and can even be passed on to the next generation. What are these impacts? Maybe a quarrel causes anger towards younger siblings. Maybe this long-term suppression of anger develops into mental illness. Or maybe it's the lifetime comparison against the sibling their parents prefer. They feel unloved due to their parents' favoritism, and they feel they are not good enough based on their parents' comparisons. As a result, they then live their lives with low motivation or work as hard as they can. Are siblings natural adversaries? Not necessarily. In some families, the older siblings help their parents with responsibilities and take care of their younger siblings. the younger siblings respect their older siblings in return, and the children stay united and fraternal. The whole family treats each other with civility and tolerance. Many parents crave this scenario where their family is happy and harmonious. So who determines if sibling relationships have a good or bad influence on each other? The answer is the parents. Parents' proper guidance can help improve a sibling's relationship, while the wrong approach may hurt it. But what do parents have to do? Many parents feel helpless when dealing with their children's arguments. They simply can't understand their children's actions. Why do they keep arguing? Why can't they just love each other and live in harmony? That is where it becomes essential to understand the source of the child's meanness, which is characterized by frequent hostility towards siblings and general troublemaking. Only through understanding it will parents be able to empathize with their children and choose the right approach to reduce or even eliminate conflict between children. So where does a child's meanness originate? With only one child, the family's material and emotional resources belong to him or her alone. But when an additional family member appears, the balance is disrupted. Family resources need to be redistributed, and this creates competition among children. The authors give an interesting example of this to help us better understand the children's feelings. If you're a man, substitute husband for wife and he for she throughout the exercise. How would you feel if your husband brought another wife into the family and promised to love you both equally? She may be younger, prettier, and smarter than you. And as resentment grows within you, your husband says, "Hey, be generous, her arrival doesn't diminish my love for you." Your husband may also ask you to share your daily necessities with his new wife, and when you two quarrel, he says, "Can't you just help her? She's new to our family." Then one day, when your husband has to leave the house for something, he instructs you to take care of her. Are you able to restrain yourself, or are you eager to release your anger against her after your husband leaves? Do you have thoughts of taking revenge or even harming her? Why does this scenario make us emotionally overwhelmed? First, an intruder took our space, time, and belongings. Second, we were pressured into accepting the intruder without choice. Third, our emotions were not seen or understood by our life partner. This is similar to when children are ignored. When they are forced to share with others, they develop a strong desire to be the only child. So when should parents intervene in their children's relationships and help them learn to live in harmony with their siblings? The authors believe that parents should do whatever they can to create a healthy relationship climate among children at a young age. This means helping kids experience many good times together. By doing so, when conflicts arise, they will both have good memories to look back on and can acknowledge the positive aspects of their relationship. Parents should also step in and mediate when their children are arguing. Imagine that your kids come to you because they are arguing and yelling at each other. But you close the door to keep the noise outside and forbid your kids from expressing their anger to you. This creates a dangerous situation. Negative emotions may stay dormant for a while, but they will resurface later in other forms, and their eventual damage can be devastating. Let's continue with the example of a husband bringing home a new wife. Suppose she has been in the family for a year, but your relationship with her has not improved. Instead of getting used to her presence, you feel more depressed. And when you want your husband to listen to you, he can't understand or correctly identify your emotions. He also has no idea why you're expressing this anger, which infuriates you more. Long suppressed anger can lead to a dangerous outcome. The wife will do whatever it takes to hurt the intruder and make sure they are gone for good, even if it's a lose-lose situation or enrages her spouse. The source of this problem is the fact that the husband neither listened to his wife carefully nor understood her. Similarly, parents can't just ignore the situation when problems occur among children. However, it's also harmful if parents try to decide who's right and who's wrong. What's important is to help the children mutually end arguments, learn to find common ground, and encourage them to make friends. This can all be achieved through skillful intervention. We can't force a fixed loving relationship, but we can develop a cordial relationship with skill and kindness. We can help our children handle their feelings and become understanding, discerning, and caring individuals. That concludes part one, how to understand sibling relationships properly. Let's recap what we have learned. Siblings have a profound influence on each other's life trajectory. Proper parental guidance helps children maintain good relationships, so parents need to examine the source of their children's meanness. Parents need to deal with their children's quarrels properly and rationally from an early age. Parents can also use tactics to resolve conflicts so siblings will stop holding grudges. This all contributes to building a supportive and loving relationship. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.